Welcome to the Sex Talk Cafe, a podcast about the transformative and healing power of sex, pleasure, and embodied sexuality. I'm your host, Morgan Susan Taylor. I'm a sex therapist and specialist in women's sexuality and the founder of the Pathway to Pleasure Collective, where I am passionate about normalizing the conversation on sexuality while building a bridge between the sexual and the spiritual. I created the Sex Talk Cafe as a place for you to learn from the experts in the field of somatic sex education, sex therapy, and sacred sexuality so that you can remove the mystery from sex, release guilt and shame, and learn to live a sexually empowered life filled with more confidence, connection, intimacy, and love. Thank you for joining me. Joining me today at the Sex Talk Cafe is Melissa Mango. Melissa is a speaker, workshop facilitator, and sex re-educator specializing in work with couples and singles. Melissa's mission is to help others experience a healthy, passionate, shame-free sex life, free of mental blockages, fear, religious or cultural stigma, and programs. Melissa is a certified somatic sex educator and a certified clinical hypnotherapist. All right, Melissa, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm super, super, super excited to have you on the podcast and to hear the amazing wisdom that you have to share with us today. How are you?
I am caffeinated and excited.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, I want to hear, like, in your own words, just share with our listeners what you do. What's the title that you use for what you do and who you are in the world, and just share with us what that is and what that means. I think a lot of people listening aren't going to be very familiar with your line of work. So tell us about what you do.
Great. So my credentials are in somatic sex education, which is based in Canada. There's also a branch called sexological bodywork in California, as well as other countries. But so that's my title. I also have a background in clinical hypnotherapy and coaching and Chine Song and some other things. But essentially, instead of talking about, you know, issues or things that you want to explore with, say, a therapist, I get into the body's intelligence. So somatic education is an erotic education that assists individuals and couples in deepening their own experience of their embodiment and where they are and where they want to go. And so we use exercises with breath and movement and sound and one-way touch, guided by where the client is actually at. And again, what their intention is and where they want to go. We can do things like boundary work and sex coaching and pleasure coaching, giving them home play assignments. I mean, each session looks and feels really different. And so I really love customizing sessions and really getting where the client is and, again, where they want to go.
That's awesome. Can you just give an example maybe of one of the most common issues that you deal with in your practice where you're using this somatic approach?
Yeah, for, well, it's different depending on the gender. I'm seeing patterns anyway, at least for my demographic in Austin, Texas and Northern California. But a lot of men will come to me who are having fear of intimacy, erectile dysfunctions, premature ejaculation, which actually I like to call rapid ejaculation. So I just teach them how to be in their bodies. And again, we're not going to be talking about a concept. We're actually going to be practicing it in the room or giving them exercises to do it with their partner at home.
Great. Awesome. So you do hands-on work where you're actually touching your client or teaching them about touch. Like, can you tell me how that actually works in the somatic setting?
Yeah. So sexological body workers or somatic sex educators use, they do a gloves on one-way touch approach. And not every client receives touch because that's not always needed. So for example, I was working with a female client and just having her, you know, she asked me what, or I asked her what kind of touch she would want on her body to support her intention. And then it was our, you know, exercise in her actually pushing my hands away, which created an experience for her to deeply heal something in her nervous system, if that makes sense. So that was, for example, how that came about, how touch would look like. also showing men how, I know this might be super edgy for some people here. That's why
bring it on. No, girl, bring on the edginess. That's what this is all about. Yeah. Don't, no need to hide it. Bring it on.
Okay. Thank you for giving me permission. Totally. Morgan. I appreciate it. I find that some people don't understand the work and the professional approach and the boundaries that we hold. So I'm really careful in what I share publicly.
Sure.
So for example, I was doing exercises with a client in mindful masturbation and showing him, again, gloves on, one-way touch, how to stroke his cock differently. Mm-hmm. And so he could receive the touch and know what it feels like. And then I can coach him on breath and movement. Now that's really different than say someone coaching him through just the busyness of his own mind.
Right. Right. For sure. It does. And just for our listeners here who aren't familiar with this line of work, and I think that's probably most people that are listening and having that misunderstanding that, you know, the work that you do as a somatic sex educator and sexological body worker is really distinctly different. Like, I think a lot of people would hear that and just think like, oh, it's not any different than just, you know, getting somebody off, right? Like, you're just a paid prostitute, basically. And
It's very, very different.
Yeah.
And I get so excited, so I hope I didn't cut you off.
No, but go for
it's really different. Like, I do have some colleagues that are tantra providers and those that do like the happy ending massage and stuff like that. And there's a time and a place for that. But we really get into holding the client where they are. We ask a lot of really important questions. And it's a shared experience, meaning they don't just lay down and get something done to them. We are actually getting into where are their blocks in their body? What does that look like? What's the emotion attached to it? Is it from childhood? Is it about some shame trapped in your body from maybe, you know, a religious background? I mean, it shows up so differently in individuals. And so we're there with curiosity to help them explore that. Again, all the energy is going to them. They're not exploring me.
Right.
Okay. And so I'm just helping, giving them tools to explore their bodies, to explore where their pleasure is and where the blocks may be.
Yeah. It's so, so beautiful. I think just so needed. You know, it's one of the reasons I'm hosting this podcast and bringing people like yourself on, because I just feel like this type of work, it just needs to be brought out there more and better understood. Another question that I have for you, and I'm sure is on the minds of some of the people listening right now, is can you talk a little bit about the ethics of touch and the ethics of this field of somatic sex education?
Yeah, we, again, the energy goes on the client. It's a one-way touch and one-way energy exchange. So again, we wear gloves. It's usually done on a table. There's a big intake process. Sometimes I do refer clients out. Sometimes I do work with another therapist to follow the client and where they're going. And we're not involved sexually with our clients. And you can read more about the ethics. There's a big, nice, long list. But there's a lot of training that goes into this. You know, we are not escorts. We are not people that engage intimately with our clients. And it's up to us to really hold that container and make sure that the client is actually focusing on them and not us, if that makes sense. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the other piece to this, and, you know, feel free to pass on this question if you don't want to respond to it, but the legality of this kind of work, what can you speak to that just a little bit?
You know, I do wish I knew more about it, but as far as I know, or last I heard, because it is a growing field, somatic sex education is kind of under this umbrella of protection in California specifically and in Canada. And I know that there are colleagues working, you know, and trying to get it out more and respected in the field. I don't know if that. Yeah, it is blurry. It's blurry because it is hands-on work. And so,
yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, in the field of massage therapy, I've been a licensed massage therapist for over 20 years, but massage therapy used to be really fringe and there was no licensing process. And, you know, you couldn't tell the difference between who was, you know, kind of like undercover, like doing the prostitution versus who was really therapeutic massage. And that's come a super long way, obviously, just in the last 30 years. So I imagine that somatic sex education is probably, you know, hopefully heading at least in a direction, you know, where it's acceptable and, you know, it's a safe thing to be done in any state, because I think it's just such a valuable approach to healing.
Yeah, there's some colleagues and really important people that are doing great work, you know, like Dr. Susan Kay, who lives in our area, and with the surrogate partner therapy, which is different.
Yeah.
But I mean, people are working really hard to get this field out as an option for people that where talk therapy is really can only get you so far.
Yeah.
It's really deeply healing, but you can only do so much.
Exactly.
And you know, you can talk about trauma work, and some people don't even have the expertise to help people with sexual trauma specifically. So we need people out there that can hold that safe container and help people move through whatever that's happening in their bodies in a safe way.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Now, I noticed that a little while ago, you had a workshop called the Sacred Root Massage Workshop. And yeah, I want to talk about that. It's so cool and so interesting. Can you share with us about what that is? And let's dig in on that a little bit.
Yeah. So I did that class in Austin, Texas, with another bright and beautiful colleague of mine and friend, Dr. Hazel Grace. And it's all about, well, when we do body work on, let's say this class was for individuals and couples, like to learn how to touch each other in different ways. And I think a lot of people, when they give massage to either friends or lovers, or even when they go in and get massage, they ignore the bathing suit areas, like the breasts, the ass, the perineum. They avoid all that area. But I mean, there's so much tension and energy in these areas that why are we avoiding this? So I like to bring in like the clinical aspect and the sensual aspect and the benefits of including and not cutting off this area when we are offering touch and massage.
Yeah. And so when we're talking about sacred root, we're talking about the asshole, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the whole pelvis.
Okay.
And the perineum.
Got it.
Yeah, we're including all of it.
But
yeah, definitely the asshole or the rosebud, as somatic sex educators
call it. The rosebud. Awesome. So yeah, so like it's really a way of releasing tension in this part of our body where we hold so much in the pelvic floor. I know in my work with women's sexuality, you know, I do more of the talk therapy aspect of things, at least right now. But yeah, it's just such a common thing that I see in so many women of like, first of all, we're really shut down from that area. We've really disconnected from our genitals physically. And then just by the way that our bodies are formed, like we absorb energy and emotions and we hold so much in our pelvic bowl. So what I'm hearing you say is the sacred root massage is really like a healing practice where you're teaching the couples how to release this tension, or like tell me more about how that works in a workshop.
Yeah, showing people hands-on. We're not just talking about it. We're showing them how do you touch another person, either as a friend, like let me do some body work for you, or as lovers. A lot of us live in this modern world where we are sitting most of the time. We're sitting at our desks. We're sitting in our cars. We're sitting, you know, eating. Not to mention that some of us are not even that active, like doing dance and yoga and really moving that tension, that stagnation. You know, there's a lot of chi. There's sometimes trauma, like you said. This is another way, again, to bring more energy, circulation, flow, fluidity, relaxation.
Yeah, it's for sure. And I mean, what would you say are really the benefits of that? Like, why would someone want to learn this?
Right. Well, yeah, circulation is a big one.
Okay.
Relaxation, nourishing the sex organs. It's been, at least I learned this when I did my Chine Song and Karsai Nisong class in Thailand, which is like all organ massage, is that sometimes blockages in that area can lead to like IBS, constipation, fibroids, and also in men, prostate cancer, because that energy and that there's nowhere for it to go. And so massage, even externally, mm-hmm. and movement can really prevent that from happening.
Awesome.
No one wants to be a tight ass, one of my friends used to say.
Exactly.
and I think tantric traditions believe that the prostate massage will help you like ground in your power and get into your masculinity. And for women, you know, again, like creating that more free-flowing, you know, be more free-flowing. It can help with fertility, feeling safe, feeling grounded, mm-hmm. being able to move in the world. I know that some of this may sound woo-woo, but I mean, if you don't connect to your pelvic floor and it's tense and tight all the time, how can you really relax and enjoy life more?
Right, right.
And then also, like, again, like, I'm not a specialist in pelvic floor health, but there's been a lot of talk of the pudendal nerve, I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. It's the main nerve there in the pelvic floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates sensation from the genitals. And if we're tight there, then it can then, you know, have so many other problems.
Right. Right. Well,
in our nervous system.
Sure. And even I imagine certain issues with pain, mm-hmm. sexual pain disorders and other mm-hmm. problems that arise in that area in the pelvic bowl.
And also, yeah. And also just not a sense of deep relaxation mm-hmm. where we tap into the parasympathetic nervous
right.
system.
Yeah.
And we let the body like really relax and restore. And so if we're cut off, we don't ever get touched there. We're really tense. We're sitting in our cars all day. Then I imagine it just builds up, builds up, builds up, and never fully relaxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So when you do, so sacred root, so you said that really includes everything, like from the anus, the perineum. Does this also include like vaginal massage, penis
Definitely.
Massage? Okay, great.
So I would include everything, the testicles.
Okay.
This is a really healing thing because again, like when you go get a massage, we avoid that whole area.
Yeah.
So this is a way to like bring in blood flow, you know, getting any tension out of the muscles. So mm-hmm. like the testicles, the inner and outer labias, like all into that deep crease, you know, the groin,
right.
Around the anus. You don't even have to go inside to get the benefit because some people aren't really used to that, or they need to warm up to that idea, which mm-hmm. is perfectly fine. You can just a good ass cheek massage. Mm-hmm. I mean, when's the last time you got a good ass cheek massage?
Hey, let me think about that for a minute.
Like I remember I went to just a, you know, $40 massage place and they went all around and I'm thinking, get in there.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because like the muscles of just even like your glutes, like that's all, anything with the low back, it's all about your gluteal muscles, which is mm-hmm. your butt cheeks, which is one of my favorite spots to have massaged.
Yeah. And then also the pubic bone on any gender, there can be some stagnation there, or like Montauk Chia will talk about the sediment that will happen in the muscles and in the tissues. Like if we don't get in there and move that, it just kind of builds up.
Interesting. So you said the pubic bone itself, like specifically mm-hmm. the pubic bone.
Definitely.
And
like just think about all the areas that we avoid, you know, when touching and massaging a body. You want to get into all of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so how do you help people with their relationship specifically with, let's just say, their anus? Like, do you run into resistance around that, or I mean,
their relationship to their penis in what way?
No, their anus, their asshole.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some folks, I find that like don't want to be touched there.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid that I'm going to be uncomfortable with it. They're afraid that their partner's going to see
mm-hmm.
it doesn't look the same as, say, porn. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
Everyone's different, but generally speaking, people are not used to being touched there, especially in a loving, slow, nurturing way.
Right.
And so, you know, if I was with, you know, some students in a class or even with a couple that they want to learn erotic massage or sensual massage and they're uncomfortable with the anus specifically, we may leave underwear on and mm-hmm. just show them, here's some holds,
mm-hmm.
like the perineum hold where you slide your hand almost like a bicycle seat
mm-hmm.
and you push up on the sits bones And it can just be so relaxing and nourishing and begin to, because it's not all about like going in and just getting to the anus and like fingering and getting all, you know, get over your fear. It's about really moving slow and being able to have access to pleasure and nourishment all over the body. Mm-hmm. And we talk about sacred root because it's so taboo for a lot of people.
Yeah, no kidding. And how do you manage that, like in a workshop, you know, around, let's talk a little bit about just consent, and which is such a huge and important piece, specifically with hands-on work, like what you do, like just talk a little bit about how that works.
I'm so glad you brought it up. So if I'm working with, I've done this demo a few times in, you know, in front of people. And sometimes my demo model actually doesn't want any internal work. Mm-hmm. And so I will sit there and check in with them in the moment in front of the students. Like, you know, how comfortable are you with external touch? Is there anything you're wanting or needing? You know, because you want to check in with people in the moment. Like, I don't want to ask you, Morgan, today about a massage I'm going to do to you tomorrow and then just blow through whatever that may come up.
Right.
So yeah, sometimes when couples are doing massage for each other, they just think everything's on board all the time. But we really need to build trust and show that people have a choice and voice in the moment, even with couples, even with people that they have sex with or sleep with or have children with. And we need to make a no or a boundary okay and totally valid.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good point. I know that I have worked with some couples in the past around some of the consent work. And it's so amazing to me how, you know, the comment that I'll hear is like, well, we've been together X amount of years. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't I be able to come over and, you know, hug you the way that I want to hug you? Right. It's so interesting. So I'm wondering, maybe can you speak a little bit more to how you manage that specifically with couples who, there's sort of this underlying assumption that because you're my partner, I have rights to your body. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if you can speak a little bit more to that, like how you educate around that, especially if there's resistance or maybe a misunderstanding about, you know, what I've heard is like, why should I have to ask kind of thing, right?
Right. Oh my gosh, what a concept. You know, again, like getting out of the head and getting into the body and the practice, what I love to do with couples is do a bossy massage. Mm-hmm. And because again, like I don't like to stand in front of a room and be a talking head and talk about consent topics. I like to get people into it. So one couple, one of the people will be on the table, the other person will be standing, and I'm there as the ally. And I'll ask the person on the table, how would you like to be touched? And then the other couple gets to watch and witness, like, listening. How does my partner actually want to be touched right now? And can I give them what they're actually wanting, not what I think they want? And there's something beautiful that happens when we do like 30 minutes, 45 minutes of this deep check-in and these little questions, you know, that there's a deep learning that happens that is much, much better. And then busting out the wheel of consent and saying, okay, who's the giver? Who's the receiver? Who's taking? Who's allowing? Like, that's too heady. And those of you that want to look deeper into that, it's such a beautiful tool that a lot of this is built around. So it's important, but that's not the way to teach, especially couples.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, myself as a more of a talk therapist, sex therapy, I mean, I use some somatic approaches in my work as well. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Wheel of Consent. Anyone listening, please look it up at bettymartin.org. Fabulous work. But you know, you're right, like it's not enough just to read about it or even watch the videos. Betty has some wonderful videos on her website about it, but it's such an experiential thing. And like, you know, that's I think what's challenging, I think, about, you know, I have certain limitations, of course, around, I mean, I can't really incorporate touch in the way that you can in my practice. So there's limitations around that. And at the same time, like it's so important for couples to be able to learn it experientially. Mm-hmm. I've definitely found, I absolutely agree with you. And yeah, the bossy, I love the bossy massage. Like, can you say just a little bit more about exactly what that is?
Yeah. So I was going to say there's two different ways that I'll flip it, which is really fun. So one partner will be on the table, and the person giving the massage or offering up touch will say, how do you want to be touched? And then the partner gets to say, oh, you know, I want, you know, my feet rubbed or my back rubbed or like, you know, an elbow in my butt cheeks, whatever the thing is, right? And let's assume they know what they want, because sometimes people mm-hmm. actually don't know what they want, which is another video or another recording we should definitely do.
We'll do that, yeah, next time.
So I'm just going to put that aside. That's an important topic, but it does pop up. And then once you do like 40 minutes of really giving your partner what they want and not adding your own thing into it, then you actually flip it and say, the person on the table will then say, how do you want to touch my body? Mm-hmm. And then that person can then go, oh, now I get to choose how I want to touch your body. And you may even ask, well, I'm really wanting to, you know, grab your breasts and like tweak your nipples, or I'm really wanting to like cup, you know, your testicles, whatever the thing is. And then the person can say yes or no to that kind of touch. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to unpack mm-hmm. desire. Right. We're starting to unpack like what kind of, you know, who the touch is actually for. Is it for me? Mm-hmm. Is it for you? Like most people do not have this training or this awareness. Right. And so we're teaching right. them through doing. We're not breaking out the whiteboard with the wheel of consent popped up on it. We're actually getting into, okay, how do you want to touch this body that's on the table? And they're like, ooh, yeah. okay. So that way, when they do massage, they know like, oh, I'm touching this person how I want to, or, oh, I'm touching my person how they want to.
Right. And then, yeah. And I love that whole experiential, like the lead in is experiential, but here's what I'm curious about, because I know for me and like how I learn, and I've done the training on the Wheel of Consent here in Austin with River.
Beautiful.
A couple of times. Yeah, it's awesome. But you know, I know like for me and how I like to learn, like I do like having the cognitive piece. Like I'd love you experience it, but then at what point, Melissa, do you feel like it is helpful to bring in the more just the cognitive piece and the visual? And like certainly I imagine that's part of learning, so people can kind of, I don't know, that's just how I learn. And I'm very visual, so it was really helpful to me to also have that part of it that's more of the mental piece in addition to the experiential. So when do you find that's necessary to bring in, if at all?
You know, it depends on the client. I work with a lot of people that are computer programmers and very much in their head.
Yep.
A lot of people that are, you know, very, very much in their head. And so I may give them the example by doing, but also showing on the chart, okay, here's where we are in the quadrant of I'll practice instead of full body massage. We may just be sitting there in the office face to face, clothes on, and just doing hand touch or arm touch. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask them, how do you want to be touched on this part of your arm? And here, look at, here's where we are in the quadrant. Feel that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll move it over to, okay, here's what allowing feels like. And then use the language in that space. So then they can see it, compute it, and then feel it in their bodies. Yeah.
Sure.
So that's
awesome.
Yeah, that's how, I mean, it really depends on who I'm dealing with. Some people don't get it at all when I start showing the graph and all that.
For sure.
And some people don't really get it when I'm just doing. So a combination.
Yeah, just sort of feeling it out and tailoring it to the particular person who you're working with at the time.
Right. And if I'm working with a classroom, we'll actually just kind of what Batty Martin does. I don't know if you've taken a training from her specifically, but she'll have us do like, how do you want to be touched? And then she breaks out the wheel after that.
Gotcha. Cool.
You know, so like, here's what it was like to be in the taking quadrant, but you didn't know you were in the taking quadrant, for example.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, another problem, really common challenge that I see when I work with couples, and I'm just wondering what your perspective is on this, sort of like the, I want my partner to want this certain thing that they don't want. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you see a lot of that in your work as well.
All the time.
Yeah. So let's talk about that and picking that one apart, because I think that's just the source of so much frustration in sexual relationships.
Well, I mean, it's highlighting, this is why my presence and your presence too, I imagine when you work with couples, our presence is so valuable between the couple, because we're interrupting the pattern and the assumptions that happen. Mm-hmm. And so I really like to highlight just with questions, because I don't like to shame people and like, how, you know, don't just do what you want with the person. But I may ask, like, how can you create more safety? And how does it feel to really give your partner what they actually want instead of what you think they want? And then I may use analogies like, how would you like, you know, how would it be for me to bring you dinner and for me to pick what I think you should eat versus putting in an order and getting exactly what you want? What's the feeling there?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Some people will take what they get. There's that. Yeah. Some people are grateful no matter what. There's that. And then some people are like, wow, I get a choice in that. And you're going to give me what I actually want versus what you think I want. Because most people really, I find most couples really want to give each other what they want, but they haven't teased apart these nuances of like, they're coming across pushy, or they're trying to, you know, take the individualism out of it. You know, like, your partner's different than you. They have different desires. They have different needs.
Exactly.
And we want to, I mean, how beautiful is that to give your partner the chance to really, what a gift it is.
Right. And I also see, like, a lot of times, like, partners making each other wrong, like, for their desire.
Right.
And yeah, I think what you're speaking to also really helps with that, that it's okay to want what we want and to be able to ask for exactly what we want. And yeah, in an ideal situation, great to have the experience of actually receiving that without judgment and having it, you know, be given to us with a full heart. There's something so healing in that. Mm-hmm. I know that I had a couple that I've been working with for quite a while, and I actually referred them out to a somatic sexological body worker who actually did this very thing that you're talking about. She did the bossy massage technique with them. And I swear to you, when this couple came back in, his wife was, she was glowing. Mm-hmm. Like, she just, something about her just looked different.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And so we processed, you know, how it went and what was different. And for her to be able to actually get exactly what she wanted without her husband, like, trying to make her want something else, because he was always sort of invalidating her desires. Like, are you sure that's all you want? Or aren't you sure you want this instead? So she had this pattern just ingrained of, like, completely shutting down.
And yep.
to the extent where she couldn't even identify what she wanted. Right. Yep. But then after just doing this one session with the somatic sex educator, she came back in and was just, like, so much more empowered just to have that feeling of what it's like to have the freedom to own what she wants and to actually receive it. It was really, really beautiful to see. And I think it was transformative as well for her husband to really be able to get it, like, oh, get it. He got it, you know, and just in a way that, that you can't get there just by talking about something. So it was really beautiful to see that.
That's wonderful. Another quick story of how this may look too with between couples is I had one couple that was just always like arguing about touch and like kind of nitpicking each other. And so we did a bossy massage, and the man was laying down on the table, and we asked him, you know, how would you like to be touched? And he was a little shy. He's like, you know, I kind of want a butt massage. And so I said, great. You know, what does that look like? What's the texture? You know, how hard is it? Do we use our hands? Do we use an elbow? And he said, you know, nice, strong, you know, deep tissue with the hands. And the wife, she actually couldn't do that because of her arthritis. So this is where my presence in the room really helped, because it would have ended right there. She would have gotten frustrated. Mm-hmm. He would have been feeling ashamed. And I said, okay, so you can't use your hands. What other part of your body can you use? And she kind of looked down, and I gave her like my forearm. I kind of like said, hey, what about this? And so she said, well, I can do it with my forearm. And so she offered that. And it was amazing. He got what he wanted. She was able to adjust, not just say, no, I can't do this for you. So see how, like, it just healed it. It just kind of gave them more options and more complexity and more available and meeting each other's requests without shutting each other down.
Right. That's so awesome. Yeah, I think so many times we get sort of boxed in to thinking things can only be done one way. Instead of like, wow, there's like 20 different flavors of how we could work this thing out.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. The negotiation. That's wonderful. Well, yeah. I mean, this has just been great, Melissa. And I think we're definitely going to have to do another episode at some point. Cause I just think you're so much fun, and I love what you're up to in the world.
Oh, thanks.
Please share with us how our listeners can find you, and like, what do you have coming up? How can we connect with you? Do you have any workshops happening or anything that you want to share with us?
Oh, that's great. I don't know when this episode's coming out, but in Austin, Texas, September 21st and 22nd, we are bodyjoy.org is actually offering erotic massage classes. And this is for individuals and or couples. And we will cover some of the sacred root massage, the internal and external strokes. And it's beautiful. It's just a really slow moving, very intimate, very in-depth class on how to bring more pleasure and presence into your touch. We're also offering Sexy Time Story Hour, I think is what we called it. And Dr. Sharla, who is the, I believe the two of you did some work together, right?
We did. We actually used to have a little webinar series called Sex Talk Cafe, which now it's this podcast.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. So Dr. Sharla Hathaway actually retired from Body Joy and I took over, and she's going to be in Austin and we're going to be doing some things together. So, you know, she's in her 70s and just so, so fun and vibrant. Yeah. And so together we'll be offering these things. But if you want to find out more about our classes and just the work that I do in Austin, Texas, as well as Northern California, you can go to bodyjoy.org as an orgasm.
I never thought of it that way. Love it. So bodyjoy.org. And then you've got something coming up here the month of September 21st and 22nd in Austin, Texas. Yeah, I'm not sure when this episode will be coming out, but if not, listeners, you can find out what Melissa is up to at bodyjoy.org. And thank you so much for being on with us today. It's really been a delight to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me today for the Sex Talk Cafe. Please be sure to show your support by subscribing to this podcast series and sharing it with your community. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.